back to the Hollow Sky Podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Steven.
And Kyle.
And it's Monday Hollow Cult. So you know what that means. We're back to hang out with you, to hang out with us, to get you through the work week. We appreciate you choosing us and being here, hanging out. It's going to be a cool time. It's going to be a good time. Today, I'm just going to leave you with this. Do you believe in elves, Kyle? Fae Lord over there?
Yeah.
Good. Good.
Of course I do.
We're going to get into that in a little bit. If you're new here, we got some stuff we like to go through in the beginning. So you're going to want to fast forward a little bit if you don't want to listen to us talk about show stuff. Usually about 5 or 6 minutes and you'll be to the crux of the show. If you want to listen to us talk, hang out. If you're not new here, you know the drill. Welcome back, weirdos. But first we got to get through the business. So check us out at all our socials. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Discord, Reddit. Search up the Hollow Sky Podcast. You'll find us there. Join the community. Be part of the cult. It's a good time. If you have a paranormal experience you'd like for us to share on a future episode of our listener experience show, Kyle has some info for you.
I do. And it's easy, guys. HollowSkyPodcast@gmail.com. It's that simple. In the show notes, if you forget, but it's easy. You just write your story out in as much detail as you can. As details are important. Then you shoot it over to us. We file it away in the patented filing system. And then you're famous. Or you can tell us about what you want to sit down and talk to us about. And we can do it that way.
Yeah, we could do an interview.
Yeah. And then you're even extra famous.
Yeah, world famous.
Yeah.
Across the world. We were just Spotify alone, we were heard in 89 countries.
That's crazy.
Mentally prepare yourself for that.
Yeah. That's probably only like 43 countries.
Yeah. We were listening in some countries twice.
Yeah.
More than one listener in some countries.
Hey.
Wrap your head around that.
Some big strides there, ladies and gentlemen.
Science. Pure science. If you'd like to support the show, there's plenty of ways you can do it. We got a Patreon. You can go over there and get a bunch of extra stuff. $7 a month, extra episodes. What else we got over there? Ad-free episodes. You get all the regular episodes early. Whole bunch of good stuff over there. We got a merch store you can check out. HollowSkyPodcast.com. Go over there and check through some of our stuff. The stock's running a little bit low. We're going to get that figured out and hopefully get some new designs and stuff in there soon. Best thing you can do is share the show word of mouth. Share the show word of mouth. Anywhere that people listen to weird stuff, throw our name in the hat. If you've got other content creators you'd like for us to hook up with, maybe do some swap casts and stuff, throw our names out to them, have them reach out. It'll be a good time. You can also go to wherever you listen to podcasts and leave us a 5-star rating and review and check that out. Leave us some good words and whatnot. And if I find them, I'll gladly shout you out, which I'm trying to figure out where I'm at right now. Hang out here with me for a little bit. This one comes to us from Facebook from our friend Dave. Dave says, 100% review, which is different than a 5-star. Dave says, in all honesty, the best para podcast I've ever listened to. It's great how you both bounce off each other. You can obviously tell you've been close friends for years. Crack on and stay safe, weirdos. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. I love how it's our first 100%er.
Well, we have 2,500%ers on Facebook. Oh, well,
this is the first one that I know of.
Yeah. Facebook does it differently. They don't do 5-stars. They do 100%, but I was just calling it 5-stars. For transparency, but I decided to switch it up today.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta
surprise.
You gotta tell the truth.
Surprise. Yeah. Always love getting some good words. Boost the morale a little bit here and there.
Absolutely.
So thanks, Dave. Hope you're still listening. That was from 2023. Hope you're still out there grinding, bro.
Yeah.
And another way you can support us is check out our lovely, lovely sponsors, which you're going to hear from right now. Hey, Hollow Cult. We're back and excited to announce our continued partnership with ZocDoc. When it comes to your health, please, please leave it to a professional. I don't know about you guys, but my entire social feed has just been filled with different health trends, like red light therapy can solve every skin problem, and you should be slamming olive oil shots first thing in the morning, or coconut oil this, elderberry that. Well, ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare high-quality in-network doctors and click to instantly book an appointment. With ZocDoc, you can book in-network appointments with more than 100,000 doctors across every specialty, from mental health to dental health, primary care to urgent care, and more. You can filter doctors who take your insurance, who are located close by, who are a good fit for any medical need you may have, and are highly rated by verified patients. I haven't had to book a doctor's appointment, thankfully. I've been pretty healthy, but I have gotten on the app and kind of messed around with it a little bit, kind of booked mock appointments, and it is super easy. It's a one-stop shop for everything that you need. Find doctors in your area, doctors that take your insurance, doctors that can get you in within 48 hours. It's excellent. Excellent. Stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/hollow1 to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/HOLO1. ZocDoc.com/HOLO1. Hey, Hollow Cult. Let me tell you about the online cannabis company that's revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges. From sleepless nights to stress-filled days, Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends. They'll deliver them discreetly to your front doorstep. And you can get them 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code HOLO. Having trouble sleeping? They've got a gummy for that. Sleepy Time gummies knock you out in about 15 minutes. They leave you feeling refreshed, and they don't leave you with a feeling of grogginess or hangover. Having just one of those days where just everybody sucks and everything is going wrong, you just need to reset your mood and your day as a whole. They've got gummy for that too. Epic Euphoria gummies. Just reset your mood and turn your frown upside down. What makes these different is how they've paired THC with other cannabinoids, with herbs and adaptogens. You're just not going to find gummies like this in a dispensary or anywhere for that matter. And they have gummies for literally everything. Immune support, menopause relief, PMS symptoms, mental clarity, sexual arousal. And each one is crafted using federally legal cannabis grown on small, family-owned American farms. No pesticides, no BS, and they can ship to most states in the U.S. Best of all, not only does Mood stand behind everything with an industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, Hollow Cult listeners get 20% off their first order with code HOLO. So head to Mood.com, browse their amazing selection of functional gummies, and find the perfect gummy for whatever you're dealing with. And remember to use promo code HOLO at checkout to save 20% on your first order. And just like that, we're back. We are back. And it's the holiday season, Hollow Cult. So I was thinking about, you know how we did the Santa encounters?
Yeah.
Thinking about revisiting that. Maybe do a part two if I can find some good stuff.
Yeah.
But that led me down a little rabbit hole of people seeing elves.
Which are kind of like gnomes, so I definitely get behind that.
Yeah, I wonder what the difference in an elf and a gnome is.
Good question. They both wear little hats. They're both little.
Yeah, both mischievous, up to no good. Yeah. But yeah, that's what I'm going to go in. I found some accounts on Reddit where people be seeing something. But we're going to go through a little bit of elf history first for you all. So according to Wikipedia, an elf is a type of humanoid supernatural being in Germanic folklore. Elves appear especially in North Germanic mythology, being mentioned in the Icelandic Poetic Edda, and the Prose Edda, which are these conglomerations of different poems from, like, I don't know, way back when. So in medieval Germanic-speaking cultures, elves were thought of as beings with magical powers, supernatural beauty, ambivalent toward everyday people, and capable of either helping or hindering them. Beliefs varied considerably over time and space and flourished in both pre-Christian and Christian cultures. The word elf is found throughout the Germanic languages. It seems originally to have meant white being. However, reconstructing the early concept depends largely on what text was written, whether it be Old English, Middle English, Christian, Medieval German, German. You know how things get. They just kind of take their own twists. Elves are variously associated with Norse gods of mythology, as well as causing illness with magic and beauty and seduction. After the medieval period, the word elf becomes less common throughout Germanic languages, losing out to the terms warg, which means dwarf in German, and huldra, which means hidden being in North Germanic languages. Belief in elves persisted into early modern period, particularly in Scotland and Scandinavia, where elves were thought of as magically powerful people living usually invisibly alongside human communities. They continued to be associated with causing illness and with sexual threats. For example, several early modern ballads in the British Isles and Scandinavia, originating in the medieval period, describes elves as attempting to seduce or abduct human characters. So kind of all throughout history, they've kind of had a dichotomy of where they're either very helpful or they're not real great.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like they're doing a lot of toy building.
No. Santa had to come in and set them straight.
I'd say.
Some of the earliest surviving manuscripts mentioning elves in any Germanic language are from the Anglo-Saxon England. Medieval English evidence has therefore attracted quite an extensive research and debate. Elves are most often mentioned in medical texts, which attest to the belief that elves afflict humans and livestock with illness, apparently mostly sharp internal pains and mental disorders.
It's awesome.
Do not even know any of this. Like, my fae history is lacking. So diving into this, I'm like, oh man.
I'm just going to make you slow.
Yeah, sorry. Belief in elves as a cause of illness remained prominently in early Scotland. Prominently in early modern Scotland, where elves were viewed as supernaturally powerful people who lived invisibly alongside everyday rural people. Thus, elves were often mentioned in the modern Scottish witchcraft trials. Many witnesses in the trials believed themselves to have been given healing powers or to know of people or animals made sick by elves. Throughout these sources, elves sometimes are associated with succubus-like supernatural beings called a mare. So I looked up a mare. And a mare is a malicious entity in Germanic and Slavic folklore that sits, walks, or rides on people's chest while they sleep, bringing on nightmares. When placed on a victim's chest, it is said to have a suffocating effect and can lead to cold sweats or sleep paralysis. It's often a female being with magical abilities for haunting its victims, including the ability to shapeshift. So basically like the old hag.
Yeah. And I was thinking that too whenever you were talking about them earlier, about them being seductive. I was going to be like, man, they're like a bunch of little succubi. Mm-hmm. And come to find out, they actually are.
Yeah. I got a little more history here. And there's a
I wouldn't have expected that from elves either.
No, once I started
Way left field.
Yeah. Once I started getting into the history, I'm like, this is weird. It's weird. Also appearing in medical texts, the Old English word elf and its feminine derivative, elbian, were used in glosses to translate Latin words for nymphs. This fits well with the word elfsein, which means elf beautiful, and it is attested describing the seductive, beautiful biblical heroines Sarah and Judith. They even used a word in the Bible referring to elf beauty.
That's weird.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's the lore of whatever these creatures are like ingrained in a lot of different cultures. likewise in Middle English and early modern Scottish evidence, while still appearing as causes of harm and danger, elves appear clearly as human-like beings. They become associated with medieval chivalric romance tradition of fairies, particularly the idea of a fairy queen. It has the propensity to seduce or assault, for lack of a better term.
Ooh.
Yeah. People, and becomes increasingly prominent in the source material. Around the 15th century, evidence starts to appear for the belief that elves might steal human babies and replace them with changelings, which we've heard before.
Yeah, it's almost like the elves or the fae is our version of elves.
Yeah, like they interact.
Yeah, well, it's just
interchange.
It might be the same thing. It's just we kind of, instead of calling them elves, we call them the fae or fairies and shit like that. Whereas they would just call them elves.
This part right here, I found really, really interesting.
Is it that they're all part of the occult?
No.
Oh.
So.
That's surprising.
I don't know. I don't know why it just sits so strange for me. Like words for gods and men, the word elf is used in personal names and proper nouns, where words for monsters and demons are not. These names suggest that elves were positively regarded in early Germanic culture. Of the many words for supernatural beings in Germanic languages, the only ones regularly used in personal and proper names and nouns are elf and words denoting pagan gods, suggesting that elves were considered to be held in the same light or similar to gods.
That's weird.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And what are they like? Can you elaborate more on what that context meant between them and demons? Like the way their names were structured or whatever?
So the Germanic word for elf, it's like A-E-L-F, was used in people's actual names. Like,
right.
Like Alfred, the owl in that comes from the term elf. No other superstitious supernatural beings were ever used in that context, like using demon's name as a proper noun or a person's name. The only other being that was used would be gods. So they kind of fall in the same like echelon as gods and men.
Man, that's crazy. That means there were like, there was a super deep seated belief in that then.
Yeah. So they were regarded.
Especially to use it in people's names. Like that has value.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? To the, you know, the parents.
Yeah. Regarded in like, it's almost like it's a power, like a powerful kind of thing. Like they were super regarded.
Well, and it's also crazy too, because back in the day of many cultures, people did choose names with meaning.
Yeah.
Whereas today, not so much.
So some of the old English names, I didn't put them in my notes, but I came back to Wikipedia just because we were talking about it. Personal names provide the only evidence of elf in these cultures, such as names of Alfwine, which means elf friend, Elfric, which is elf powerful, Elfried, which is elf guardian, Alfruru, which is elf care. A widespread survivor of these in modern English is the name Alfred, which came from Aelfrid, which means elf advice. So there are, even today, names that still have the precursor of elf built into them.
Wild.
Pretty crazy. Enough with all the history lesson, though. We know why you're here. You want to hear like real life elf stuff. So I've dug up quite a few here from Reddit that I'm going to share with you guys. Like I said, they come from Reddit, so do with that information as you will. This first one was posted to the paranormal board by a Redditor by the name of Vanessa, and it's titled "My Family's Encounter with Elves/Fairies in South America." Okay, so me and my family are from Bolivia, specifically La Paz and Cochabamba.
Yeah, you had it right.
Yeah,
you
I was going right. The right direction.
Cocaina.
Yeah. There are very beautiful spiritual areas, to say the least. My mom has told me stories about her childhood and how she often would see fairies and elves in her backyard, and that it was very common in the area she lived in, like a well-known secret amongst the locals. The one thing that isn't a secret, though, is to leave them alone if you see them, because a lot of scary stuff can happen. She said children have gone missing for days and coming back confused, along with people getting terribly ill. But it only happens if you try to mess with these beings. One particular story from my grandmother is that when she was in her 20s, she was near a tree in her backyard doing something when suddenly she looked at the tree and right next to it appeared a male leprechaun slash elf looking thing. She was very adamant that it was not a child or a small disfigured adult, but it was something not of this world. His face looked old, but he was super energetic because she said it was hopping around and it was humming a tune. It was about 2 feet tall. She was honestly terrified, so she began quietly walking backwards to the house so she could keep the elf still in her eyesight. As she did, the elf kind of glanced her way and then scurried behind the tree and just vanished. I promise I have the most normal family ever. No mental illness, no drug or alcohol addictions, because I know that's what people are mostly going to assume with my story. So in the comment section, someone posted a similar thing that they had happen in Malaysia, which is interesting because it has a connection with our fork episode. You remember that way back when? If you guys haven't listened to it, it's What the Fork. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
You need to go listen to that right now. What the Fork? Then you're going to start counting your silverware because the Fae are stealing them.
Yeah.
I guarantee it.
It's guaranteed.
Everybody's losing silverware. Anyway, this Redditor in the comment section says, I'm from Malaysia and we have similar beings. We have the Orang Bunian. Bunian. So I looked this up because they didn't specify. So I found the wiki on the Bunian or Orang Bunian people are supernatural beings said to be invisible to most humans, except those with quote spiritual sight. While the term is often translated to elves, it literally translates to hidden people or whistling people. Orang Bunian are described as beautifully dressed in ancient Southeast Asian style and nearly identical to humans in appearance. Some mythological accounts describe them with a lack of a philtrum. I looked up a philtrum, and it's this little divot we have right here in our upper lip. I call it a snot trough.
Yeah.
Apparently, they don't have those. Just flat.
That's weird.
Yeah. Modern depictions of Orang Bunian deviate from traditional folklore by including elf-like features such as pointy ears, high fantasy-influenced attires, or modern, oh, I'm going to butcher this. Kyle's going to love it. Minangkabau long coat clothing.
Yeah.
So,
were they our height?
I'm assuming yes. They said they have human like an appearance. I don't know if they were small or not.
Yeah.
This specific one in Malaysia.
Because we always assume them as small.
Yeah.
You know, when you hear of. Because everything so far is just kind of pointed to that whole Fae realm.
Yeah. But if they can shapeshift.
Also true.
They could probably do whatever they want.
Good point.
But I just added this because I found this part interesting. Because she's talking about the Orang Bunian. She says, back in the day when people used to live in villages, humans and these elf beings had a treaty. People can borrow cutlery from them for big parties and functions as long as they are returned. There's also cases of children and men going missing and reappearing because they sometimes like to steal men for marriage. Time also trends differently in their world. There are stories of men returning years later to find all of their loved ones have gotten old and died.
Jesus. I love the irony, too. Yeah, you can borrow our silverware that we just so happen to take from Steve's house.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not trying to get abducted for an elf arranged marriage.
I mean, are you sure about that?
No. Not if they're just going to get rid of me and I come back here and all my friends are going to be dead.
That does suck.
Come back. Like it's only been 3 weeks in elf time and it's like 700 years in earth time.
Well, that would melt your brain.
It's like space travel.
Yeah.
You know, like what was that show? Interstellar? Where like they went like 20.
Star Trek.
Yeah. Star Trek. You go like 25 minutes into space and it's been like 780 years on Earth.
Yeah, it was Interstellar.
Sus.
It is weird. I mean, it sounds almost like the same thing with the UFO shit about them being in their own little, essentially, dimension.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was weird how it kind of crossed over to what we were talking about on the night shift last night.
I wish and I hope there are classified government documents on these things.
Oh, I bet there is.
I hope so.
I bet there is.
I hope so. We need access to that.
Yeah. We need somebody in the unnamed alphabet agencies to contact us.
I hope that we get spam calls from the unnamed, the government agencies that don't exist.
Yeah.
And the they're like files. until one of us answers and they're like, we need you here now.
We pick up the phone, they're going to be like, Agent Mulder. I'm like, yeah. No, it's Steve.
Yeah, Steve.
They're going to be like, Steve. Oh, that'll do.
It's the same thing.
That'll do.
Steve, Fox, whatever.
It don't matter. Okay, the next one I found on Reddit. Reddit is, for the cesspool that Reddit can be, it's got some cool places out there you can check out. This one's titled, Did I Meet an Elf or Was It Something Else? It's from, I was on the paranormal board from 7 years ago. The Redditor's name is Nina. And they say, so this happened to me when I was 10, but I was so shocked. I remember it vividly. My parents go to the farmer's market weekly. This time they had brought me along. So this farmer's market was held in a big parking lot. And on the ground here and there were sort of metal gratings that you could see into the sewers. I don't know if you can picture it, but I could try finding you a picture. We all know what it is. I have an innate fear of dropping my car keys down these things. Like,
yeah.
just rain drains and shit.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's my unnatural fear is dropping my car keys down those.
Isn't that weird as fuck, too?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you walk over it and you like you either pat your pockets for your phone and your keys or you're holding them and you just grip them tighter.
Yeah. Yeah. It's terrible.
It's so weird.
I'm glad I'm not the only
one. I know
exactly
what you're talking about.
Anyway, I was always scared of walking on them as a kid because I thought that I would fall in. But that day, the market was full and there wasn't a lot of space to go around, so I had to walk over them. As I did, I looked down and there was somebody down there looking back at me. He was small. He had pointy ears, but it's his eyes that I couldn't forget. They were golden and very shiny. I looked at him and he looked at me for what seemed like an eternity. I was so shocked that I just kept on walking. When we went back to the car, I told my parents. I told everybody, but nobody would believe me. To this day, nobody does. It has even become a running joke amongst my friends, so I stopped talking about it altogether. It's the first time I've told my story in a decade. Trust me, reading it as an adult now, I know it sounds crazy, corny, and ridiculous, but it did happen. Has anybody ever had anything like this happen to them? Another thing, I know it's important, or I don't know if it's important, but his stare was chilling, and I knew that it wasn't good. Sewer elves.
This sucks.
Yeah.
It reminds me of like a vampire.
Reminds me of a sewer elf.
Yeah, that's dirty.
I think I have another story of another elf in a sewer.
That's weird. I wouldn't expect elves to hang out in sewers.
No.
But I also highly attribute them to the North Pole.
They're also dicks.
Obviously. And they hang out in dirty places.
Yeah. What was the episode we just did not too long ago about the elf that was just a little asshole? He was a gnome, but.
Yeah. Same thing. It's got to be the same thing.
Yeah.
Although we say that and they're probably mad as fuck.
Yeah.
I know. Damn elf.
So a commenter in this thread also posted an interesting encounter. This is from Redditor. It was mine first. Also 7 years ago on the paranormal board. I don't share this encounter much because it's kind of hard to believe. But one night, about 15 years ago, I was living with my ex-boyfriend at the time. I usually went to bed before him because I had to be at work at 6:30 in the morning, and he'd stay up and listen to music and mess around on the computer. I slept with the bedroom door open, and the main bathroom was right outside the bedroom door. Anyway, he apparently goes to use the bathroom and said he turned on the hall light and just happened to glance in the bedroom to see if I was asleep. As he walked into the bathroom, he said he saw something sitting on top of me. He backed up and looked again and told me it was a little elf or gnome type creature sitting on me, punching me in the face.
Missile dropkick.
Dude.
Engage.
Punching me in the face. He said he ran over and punched it. It looked at him, growled at him as it kept punching me. He said it was throwing rapid like punches as fast as it can into my face. He said he yelled at it, kicked it off of me, and it was gone. My boyfriend shook me awake, asking me if I was okay. He was shook up himself. I said, yes, why? What is happening? Then he told me what happened.
Does your face hurt?
That was one of the questions that was asked on the thread. I told him he was seeing things, and he said, no, it's bullshit. I know what I saw. It was sitting on you, punching you in the face.
Dude, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah. It growled at me after I kicked it off of you. It creeps me out now when I think about it. As far as I know, something like this has never happened again, but I don't, but I don't know. I have no reason to not believe him. I've had other experiences of sorts, but since we're on elves, I had to share this one. When I found this, I'm like, how crazy is it that it lines up perfectly with the history of elves being associated with mares, where they sit on your face, or yeah. Sit on your face, sit on your chest. Like,
hell, I'm yeah. Like,
that's crazy. Because what are the odds that this person knew of that old history and like yeah. made this up?
They didn't.
No.
Dude, and kudos for him running over there and trying to beat the fuck out of this thing.
I just picture it like, I attribute it to like the scenes in like the first Chucky's where he's just flailing his arms around like a little yeah. asshole.
Dude, that would be wild to say you fought an elf.
Yeah, I think.
Pretty cool.
I think when those things happen, you get kind of like a flight or your fight or flight response kicks in.
Yeah.
Like when I was camping with Maddox at the Boy Scout thing, whenever that thing was like trying to get into the tent to get the cookies, like it was trying to push through the material of the tent, it woke me up. So I'm like, what the fuck? So all I did was just throw a fist at it and hit it, whatever it was, and scampered off into the woods. Just didn't even think it might have been an elf. I don't fucking know.
I hope so, because that's a pretty cool notch on the belt there, in my opinion.
I hope she kept old boy around, because
yeah.
You find a man that's going to fight a supernatural being for you.
That's a real one.
You're going to want to hold him around. Keep him around.
Yeah, that's a real one.
Okay, the next one is from a year ago on the paranormal board from a Redditor called Time Charity. They say, I have chills down my spine writing this. This memory has been rooted in my head ever since I was about 8 years old. This happened in Cox Cove, Newfoundland. On the way to my grandparents' cabin, which was located in a little known ghost town called Brakes Cove, which was once inhabited many, many years ago. I was with my grandfather, mother, and brother. We were in my grandfather's little boat, going to my grandfather's cabin, which was only accessible by said boat when the tide was high, and accessible by walking the saltwater shore when the tides were low. As we were floating along the saltwater, I caught a glimpse of a gnome-looking elf thing. It looked almost identical to a typical gnome standing on the rocky shore in a naturally made cave. I can't remember what exactly he was wearing, but it seemed like a red checkered jacket and a pointy hat. And he looked just curious and stared as we went along the water. All I could do was stare back. I couldn't take my eyes off of him. Something about it was just so confusing. and I really couldn't comprehend what I was looking at. But I didn't say anything to my mother and grandfather until we passed. When I finally brought it up, they just laughed and made me feel stupid for even bringing it up, so I eventually just let it go. When we came back from the cabin, I looked for it again, only to be disappointed and not finding it. I know what I seen. I've never seen a ghost or anything close to that, but I know that I saw an elf slash gnome that day. If you look up Cox Cove Trail on Google, you can actually see the exact shoreline that I saw the gnome in. I hope I see a gnome someday.
Those stories are pretty interesting. The ones where, like, they both have a acknowledgement of, like, and astonishment at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, where it's like, oh shit, I'm seeing that and they're seeing me.
Yeah. Almost like they're just as caught off guard, like, that a human's looking at them, like, oh, I let myself slip on this one, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, I did save the other sewer elf. That's crazy.
Good that save.
There are multiple sewer elves.
It is crazy.
That's my favorite part about diving into, like, these weird cases, is when you find pieces of the puzzle that, like, interlink.
That almost shouldn't exist out there.
Yeah, because, like, of the millions, hundreds of thousands of Bigfoot reports, how many Bigfoots have been seen in a sewer?
Exactly.
Can you imagine 2 Bigfoots in a sewer?
No.
No.
No. It'd be a scary thing to be lurking around in the sewer.
Yeah. So this one is, I saw a Christmas elf in a sewer when I was younger. This Redditor says, this might sound ridiculous compared to some of the other posts here, but if it's Christmas time anyway, I decided to share this bizarre experience of mine with you all. It's 100% real, and I made this account specifically for this post so that you don't accuse me of farming karma. For non-Redditors out there, karma is like likes. You guess you, every time someone likes your stuff, you get a karma point. So that's what he's saying there. I don't remember exactly how old I was at the time, but I was still in kindergarten. When my dad picked me up, we often used to stop by in a park on the way home. For a little context, my dad was and is a great man. When I was little, around that same time, he used to make maps for treasures for me to find, and he would actually go hide some real treasures in and around the park so I could find them. Back to my story. We were in the park as usual, and we were walking there, and there was a sewer hole from which we were There was a sewer hole from which were coming waves of steam, almost as if it was a furnace. We were heading toward it, and I remember my dad saying, look, maybe here is where Santa prepares his gifts for the good children. I laughed a little because around that time, I already knew that Santa wasn't real. Then as we passed by the hole, I looked through the holes of the covering, and I saw a man wearing a weird triangular shaped hat. Everything happened so fast, I could barely see through the holes and the steam, but the man was sitting on a table, and it looked as if he was writing something. When I saw him, I remember freezing for a little moment, and there were many things going through my head. I thought either that was a real elf and my dad was telling me the truth, or maybe it was a man hired by him for me to see, just like he hid all the treasures. Anyway, I didn't tell him anything, and he didn't say anything either. When we arrived home, I remember telling my grandma that I saw a Christmas elf in the park. She laughed and said, that's great. I knew she didn't believe me. My dad was also laughing. The following days, I kept thinking about it, but with time, I just went on with the idea that my dad told some man to dress up as an elf and jump into the sewer for me to see. A few years later, I finally asked him about it, and he said that he had never did this and asked me for more details about what I saw. I told him, and he said that it was probably just my wild imagination with me being little. However, I know exactly what I saw, and I remember it clearly to this day. Yet another.
I love the grandma's typical dismissive
laugh. Oh, yeah. She's like, shh, whatever.
Yeah, and we all know, we know exactly how that feels.
This did have an update. Hey, Holocult. If you're someone who likes your nicotine discreet, fast, and with enough flavor options to rival a candy aisle, listen up. Do we have some news for you? We're partnering with Free Pouches, and they just might be the most convenient upgrade your daily routine didn't know it needed. Free is a zero-tobacco nicotine pouch designed for people who want a simple, hassle-free way to enjoy nicotine, without smoke, vapor, or the smell. Everything about Free is engineered for ease. Fast flavor, fast effect, and fast delivery straight to your door. Free gives you a wide variety of options, from everything like strength range, offering pouches in 3, 6, 9, 12, and 15 milligrams, also in 6 distinct flavors, mint, wintergreen, lush, sweet, original, and new watermelon. Pouches come pre-primed, so flavor and effect hit instantly. No waiting around, no guessing. You might like a little suspense in your podcast, but you don't have to have them in your pouches. Just so you don't sleep on the best value pouches in the market, our listeners can get 20% off their order at freepouch.com with the promo code LISTEN20. That's freepouch, F-R-E, pouch.com, and use promo code LISTEN20 to get 20% off today. Free, strength you can count on. So they said, I even went to the exact same park since then to inspect the area, but a lot has changed. The place looks totally different now. No walking path, no sewer hole, just plain grass. What's even weirder is that as years went by, whenever I remember that man, I start comparing him more and more with myself. I only saw him briefly and from behind, but I could see his hair had the same hair color and type just as mine. Also, his back looked a little like mine in some pics I took after I grew up. This might sound just me overthinking it, but it did resemble me as I got older. Anyway, this was my little story, and whether you believe it or not, it's the second strangest thing that's ever happened to me. I wish I'd know the first, but
yeah,
apparently that didn't have anything to do with elves. But it is weird.
The self-comparison is bizarre.
Especially when you take into account the like changeling interactions.
Oh yeah, good call. It was also it's an also offhand weird comment from the dad to be like, hey, maybe this is where.
Oh, yeah. Almost like he was prepping. That's it.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah. Because last time I checked, Santa doesn't live in the sewers.
No, I don't even know why that joke would be made.
Pennywise lives in the sewers.
Yeah.
Who's also a shapeshifter.
Yeah. And he's weird.
He might be a fae.
Probably. I mean, I could see that.
Who knows?
I ain't trying to find out on that one.
No, me either. Me either. I got a few more here. This one was posted 2 years ago from a Redditor, E-Rock. I don't know exactly what I saw, but I have had a similar experience. I was somewhere around 10 to 12 years old, and I was laying in bed. It was early in the morning. I can't remember all the details, but I heard movement at the foot of my bed. It was a tall bed, and there was a bookshelf in front of it. On the bookshelf, I had books, of course, but also some toys and art supplies. Whatever was causing the noise was interested in a clear vinyl-handled bag that was full of colorful plastic beads. I heard it rifling through the shelf to get to the bag. I could feel a presence in my room and see the very top of a shape. It didn't speak or make any other noises. I was terrified, but finally got the courage to peek over. As soon as I moved, the bag of beads fell off the shelf and spilled onto the floor, and the being disappeared. I only saw it for a fraction of a second, so I can't give any sort of definitive description, but I remember a sort of humanoid figure, but very short and stocky with a red triangular hat. I can't say 100% if it was a gnome, but it was something similar. I was freaked out and screamed for my mom, and I wouldn't get down from the bed for a while. I know this sounds absolutely insane. I barely believe it myself. It very well could have been my imagination, but the beads spontaneously being lifted off of the shelf and dumped on the floor is pretty weird.
Weird's kind of an understatement.
Yeah.
It's definitely gnomey.
Yeah.
High gnome vibes. Also weird that it was fucking with the beans or beads, whatever it was.
Yeah. That seems like something a gnome would do, like little colorful things.
Yeah.
You know?
But also weird that, like, I hear Bean Drop.
Yeah, because you're the Fey Lord.
I mean, it does make sense now.
Yeah. Maybe that's what they're doing. Maybe they're stealing my silverware, forging them into little metal beans to drop in your house.
I mean, it's whatever. As long as they're cool.
Solved.
I don't want any dumb shit going on.
No. We don't have time for that.
Yeah, no. Like, a little changeling thing or assault thing.
You're getting punched in the face.
Yeah, that's not. Come on.
I don't handle getting punched in the face good. Well, I don't handle getting punched in the face well.
That's just rude.
Yeah, it's just not one of my favorite things.
Yeah. Hope not.
No. This one is from a Redditor named Cameron Josie from 7 years ago. They said, this reminds me of when I was little. My grandpa, my dad, and my brothers were going to my grandpa's cabin at the lake for a few days. I was only 5 or 6 at the time. Anyways, when we arrived, it was around midnight. My grandpa and my dad each brought one of my brothers, who were asleep inside the cabin. I was left inside the truck. I was really tired. So my dad came back out and picked me up to carry me inside. He pointed out toward the trees and said, look, little people, in a whisper. As I looked out there, there were 2 tiny children. They couldn't have been more than 1 foot tall. One was a girl and one was a boy. I know the girl was blonde with pigtails and a pink dress. The boy was wearing jeans and had a red pointed hat. They were walking into the woods with their backs facing us. Hardly anyone believes me when I tell them, but I distinctly remember it. It's so weird, bro. It's so weird that so many people see this.
I love Fey encounters. I think it's awesome.
It's so nuts. I got 2.
It's crazy that the dad knew about it.
Pointed it out.
Yeah.
It's wild.
It's like you would assume that from that reaction, he's had encounters with them before.
Yeah, like he knows that they exist out there in the woods.
Yeah, yeah, he pointed them out, and it's also crazy that a lot of cultures have that whole, like, just leave them alone. Don't just leave them alone. Walk away.
Because they'll kidnap you and replace you with a changeling.
Yeah, I mean, but you really don't have a much of an option if they're punching your old lady in the face.
Yeah, or they abduct you and make you marry some elf queen.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Now that you think about it, does that sound that bad?
It's royalty.
You have never-ending supply of silverware. So
that is true. I hope you have a lot of use for it.
You're never going to run out. I got a couple more here. This one is a relatively newer one from 10 months ago in Humanoid Encounters.
All right.
It said, when I was 10... I had the flu, but it felt extreme, almost like I could barely lift my neck, like my head was the size of a cargo ship. And closing my eyes for just 5 minutes, I would wake up 5 hours later, even if I wasn't tired, and moving felt like I was carrying an elephant on me and fell in a few seconds. One time I was in my bed with my mother because since I could barely speak and talk, I had to sleep with her because if I needed something or something bad would happen, she could sense it and help me get to the hospital. I woke up in the dead of night and saw a bunch of elf-like creatures on my bed. They were... Jesus. They were building a small rocket. I could pass this off as a fever dream, but they were heavy when I tried to get up, and their weight had pinned me down, even though they were as tall as a needle and they had green clothing on like a Christmas elf. Like the ones you see in Christmas media, books, and movies.
They were as tall as a needle?
That's what they said, even though they were as tall as a needle.
That's even better.
Building.
I love that they rocket. Just turned their fucking chest into, like, Space Command.
Does this further push elves maybe aliens if they're building a space rocket?
I mean, I wouldn't rule it out. Wouldn't rule it out. Houston. Steve just turned into Houston.
Yeah. We have a problem. these elves are building rockets on my chest, which is better than punching me in the face.
That's true. That's true. Unless you get a burn mark when it takes off.
Yeah.
Yeah. That suck. Nobody likes burns.
No.
I'd rather get punched than burnt.
I didn't expect that. I knew that I saved that story for a reason, but I didn't pre-read it. And then he said they were building a rocket on my chest.
I love it. I love it. It's very like ending in the covered type shit.
Yeah. I started screaming, and I don't remember this point, but I stared at my mother and pointed at the elves. But when I looked at where I saw them, they were gone. Unlike most dreams, you can tell when you wake up, but it felt so vivid and the feelings were too real to be a dream. And the weight of the elves didn't feel anything like a lucid dream. This story was probably a fever dream, but it felt so real. This happened in 2020 in Ireland, Dublin County.
I know you had 2-inch elves on your chest building rockets, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's kind of rad.
Yeah. So fucking weird. Sewer gnomes, rocket gnomes.
Awesome.
I got one more here.
A lot of potential for show art.
Yeah. Yeah. This was originally posted on the Truth Is Here Reddit thread by Redditor Alien Conspiracy. Okay, so here's my gnome story. When I was a kid, we would get together with my cousins a few times a year. They would either come stay with us for a few days or we would stay at their house for a few days. My oldest cousin is a year older than me, and my other cousin is a year younger. The gnome story took place at their house. I can't remember exactly how old I was at the time, but somewhere between 4 and 6. So me and my older cousin were sleeping in her room when I was awakened by whispering. She had a nightlight next to her dollhouse, so I could see a little bit in her room. When I looked around to see where the whispering was coming from, I saw what looked like gnomes. I was absolutely terrified and woke my cousin up to tell her. She told me just to ignore them and not even look at them, and then she went back to sleep. I was scared out of my mind and hid under the blanket until the sun came up. I asked her about them again the next day. She told me that she only sees them once in a while, but my other cousin saw them frequently. Weirdly, I don't think we ever really talked about them again. I definitely remember after that being afraid at their house at night. I would absolutely not get up to use the bathroom during the night because I was so afraid of seeing them again. I know most people aren't going to believe this story, and that's okay. I wouldn't have believed it myself if I hadn't seen them. Believe me or not, I definitely know what I saw.
Oh, I believe you.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a commonplace since the cousin knew that it happened.
Yeah.
I love that she did the like Kyle response.
The move.
Don't look at him.
Go to bed. It's the best.
Just elf apathy. Don't look at him. Yeah. Go to bed.
That's the get out of jail free card, man.
Yeah. That's
alien encounters, fey encounters, just roll over and go to sleep.
Yeah, the two best arsenal is using the name of Jesus or pulling the covers over your head. It seems to solve any paranormal problems ever.
It's awesome. I really do love fae stories. I feel like it's just underappreciated and valued and not enough people look into it.
I when I was digging through these, I know I said elves and gnome kind of crossover. I feel like they have a gray area there.
Yeah.
I feel like they could probably be interchanged. Pointy hats, pointy ears, you know. As I was digging, I found some weird, weird stories that I don't even know where they belong. So.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm going to make like a conglomeration episode of weird things.
I think that would be cool. Get a bunch of these weird fucking bizarre one-offs.
There's something going on in Humboldt County, California that I don't know what's happening. Because I found one particular story and I was like, this is batshit. And then I started seeing other people seeing similar creatures from the same county.
That's weird.
Yeah.
So obviously there's something going on.
Yeah. There was something going on, a little X-rated going on, but I don't know.
Awesome.
It's bonkers.
It's the best story ever.
I guess it depends on what you're into.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's just say the initial experiencer saw two creatures, for lack of a better term, humanoid creatures banging in his garden. Two tiny little creatures. So he ran them off. And they got pissed off and started throwing rocks at his windows for the next like 3 weeks.
I mean, it does sound pretty fey.
And people were like, that's weird. Until more people started saying they're very distinct looking creatures.
Okay.
And then more people were like, hey, yeah, we're seeing them too.
Doing the same thing or just out there?
I don't know if they were banging, but they were definitely on people's property.
That's wild.
Imagine just being a fae, trying to
bro, clap. That would be
in the zucchini garden.
That'd be so fucked. Like seeing one period would be absolutely bizarre. But to see that, would be
mid intercourse.
Yeah, getting X-rated.
You know, it's the most bizarre fucking thing.
That's fucking great.
Because they did the same thing where they both just kind of looked at each other like, oh shit. Like the human's like, I don't know what I'm looking at. And I don't even know if it's an elf. The way he described it, I don't know what it is. Kind of looked at him like, oh man. Like of all the times for busted. A human. Yeah. Of all the times for me to see a human, it's got to be right now. But I got that saved somewhere. There's some weird stuff going on out there.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
The weirder, the better.
Yeah. But that's what I got. I figure it's not totally Christmassy, but elves are Christmassy. So,
yeah.
Thought we'd get that. I might try to scrounge up some Santa Claus encounters before the end of the year and try to do part two on that. I'm going to see how many I can find. Because that was one of our most polarizing episodes. People hated that we called Santa Claus cryptid. And that's too bad because we do whatever we want here.
I can get over it.
But again, thanks for hanging out with us this fine Monday. Glad you chose us to kick it. And if any of you have seen an elf or a gnome out there in the 89 countries that are listening to us on Spotify, hit us up. We want to hear about it. We want to hear your elf, your gnomey elfness. So yeah, thanks for kicking it. Until we meet again, stay safe, stay weird, and don't follow any elves in the sewer. Just don't do that. Sewers are gross. Stay out of there.